This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob, and we only have one segment left. I've got Hot Man Joppy, fresh back from South Dakota, and we've got Michael Gray in here keeping us straight, running the board, keeping basically all of our technology squared away and trying to teach us how to do radio.
That's a wicked bad sign when I'm the voice of reason. You are in the deep end.
Oh, wow. Hey, we think you're doing a great job. We appreciate all the help.
Like I said, 13 years of lowering expectations.
Hey, we're going to make us laugh. Yeah. So before we get into this prime rib recipe that we do for every Christmas at the at our house, I want to talk a little bit about, did you go to Allen Bob's before you went to South Dakota?
Yeah, any hunting trip that I get ready for, I head down to Allen Bob's. I bought my shells. I bought a little bit of clothing because, again, as I said, out in South Dakota, out in the plains, the wind just blows like crazy, and we were in single-digit temperatures. So bought some new equipment. You know, you kind of got to do that before you go on any trip. And made sure the guns were in working order. And we piled in the car, drove 1,000 miles, and got out to a little place called Groton, South Dakota. Aberdeen is a bigger town that other people may have heard of, but Groton's a smaller town. And hooked up with a guy named Tim Thurston, and his buddies call him Thirsty. And Thirsty took us for 4 days and put us on birds every day. We had a great time. We hunted both pheasants and ducks while we were out there. And a very successful trip. Like I said, it was cold, but we accomplished our goal.
So how many ducks did you bring back?
I only brought back two. Okay, but because
you cook a lot of them while you were out there?
Well, and the other guys that I was with, there were five of us brought them back. But yeah, I've got a couple of them. And what I'm going to do is reference our website here. It's thegrillingguys.com. And last night, our webmaster put up one of Thirsty's duck recipes. We're calling it the Thirsty Duck. And if you go down through this, you'll see that it's based on one big grain-fed South Dakota mallard, and he puts a little garlic and onions and carrots and a lot of other things in there. But the unique part about this is he cooks the duck with the breast down. Most people cook it with the breast up. He cooks it with the breast down and brings it about half full of beef bouillon, water and beef bouillon, so that the duck kind of almost boils when it does it. But he cooked this recipe for us when it was out there, and I'm telling you, it was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. So Thirsty did a good job. If any of you guys are listening out there that you ever want a nice guided pheasant hunt or duck hunt in South Dakota, it's a little ways to drive, but I'm telling you, it's well worth it. We saw hundreds of birds every day.
But you go out there every year.
Yeah, I do. Yep, and this is the first year we went with Thirsty, and we're going back because he did a great job for us, was a great host, got a nice place to stay, very reasonable price, is a good deal.
Well, between the two of us, we're burning up the fuel going out west about every other week.
Yeah, yep, but it's awesome. I mean, we're blessed to be able to have the opportunity to go do these little research and development trips. And
I'm heading to Kansas City Monday morning, so
good.
I'll be out in Kansas City all week, and
awesome.
I'm going to come back with, I'll be loaded.
Yep, awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we want to get into your grill just a little bit and talk about a good Christmas entree for your grill. And I call it Maureen's Christmas Prime Rib because Maureen is my bride, and she makes this every year, and it is amazing. Rumor has it that this recipe actually came from Duba's, which was one of our favorite restaurants, especially the old Duba's back on the west side. We used to eat there regularly. But a lot of people are afraid of prime rib, and this is a recipe you can do right on your grill. And if you put a little cookie sheet down and put a little baker's rack, if you know what that is, on the cookie sheet, she goes to Forest Hill Foods and gets a beautiful piece of prime rib. Usually, I think at least 7 pounds, but there's a lot of people at our house for Christmas, so she gets a honk, and she can barely get it on the grill.
Yeah, we were talking to Tim Sobey. He's got some great ones over there, too, at Sobey Meats as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
But basically it's 5 tablespoons of flour, a couple tablespoons of basil, a tablespoon and a half of onion powder, a couple tablespoons of garlic, and she uses the dried garlic for that, a tablespoon of thyme, a couple tablespoons of Lowry's seasoned salt, that's critical, and some rub sage. And we just get the grill to about 3 1/4, and she rubs it down with a little oil, grapeseed oil, olive oil, whatever you use, any kind of oil, basically doesn't really matter. And you put about half the rub on the entire piece of meat, and then you put it on the rack, put it on the cookie sheet, put it on your grill, and you take the rest of that rub, and you literally, fat side up, you pack the rest of that prime rib with the rest of that rub because it's got flour in it, so it makes kind of a neat crust. And you just try and pack it on there as thick as you can. Just use every last bit and pour it on. Shut your lid and let it rip. And you want to get, basically, with prime rib, everybody likes it a different way. And that's the cool thing about it. If you like your meat well done, you get the ends, yada, yada. You're going to use a good digital meat thermometer. Make sure it's not hitting the bone. Put it right in the meat and get it to the temperature in the center of that thing that you want it. And I like mine rare in the center, so, but, you know, everybody has their own gig.
Yeah, that's about 135 for rare. But a tip when grilling a prime rib is take it off 5 degrees prior to the temperature you want to eat it at. Medium rare is commonly around 140. If you're in the center. So if you wanted it medium rare, a lot of people like it that way as well. So if we use that as an example, you want it medium rare. When it hits 135, take it off because it's important to note you need to let it rest.
Yep.
And you're going to let it rest for about a half hour, and it'll continue to cook. And in our experience, in that half hour, it'll come up about 5 degrees.
That's a great point, and I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people forget that, and they overcook the meat.
Right.
And if you want to ruin a piece of beef, overcook it.
Right, right. So just again, a good digital thermometer. We had a guy call in about 3-4 weeks ago and said, where can I get one of those? How much are they? Any grocery store has them, any like Bed Bath Beyond, something like that, where you can buy cookingware and home appliances. And they're, you know, you can get one for $10. I mean, these aren't high-tech items, but a good digital one because that way you can read the temperature.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. I'm getting hungry. We've got meat sticks from Sobeys. We've got some beautiful T-bones. I don't know. How are we going to decide who gets to take those home? Do we arm wrestle? Yes. Do we mud wrestle?
Arm wrestling is the way to go.
How okay. about that man law segment? If I take my shirt off, can I have one?
No, there's a window here. You might get ejected from the building. We are the Grilling Guys. We're here every Saturday, and it's our mission to make Michigan the greatest group of grillers in the country. And we appreciate you hanging around with us for 2 hours every Saturday. We encourage you to send in your ideas. And one of the ideas, we like to end the show every week with some Michigan music. And we're going to end it with a little Fred Bear. We used it a couple weeks ago, but I just can't, this time of year, I just can't get enough of Fred Bear.
You know what it is? I don't know what it is about that song.
I get goosebumps.
Terrible Ted, baby. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's pure awesome. Michigan. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning.
Not a problem, man.
We love having you around.
I'm being taunted by the supplier of the ribs tomorrow. Wondering whether or not I can retain 10% of what Chris Marks dropped on me for knowledge on doing those beef ribs on the good one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, check us out on the website, thegrillingguys.com.
That's right. And now we're going to go to our close-up with a little bit of Ted Nugent and some Fred Bear. Happy hunting.